don't pay attention to.
There you go. Is it work tracking? Okay.
All right.
Are you right?
Yep.
Good afternoon. We'll call the council back into session. We're here this afternoon for two public hearings. Just in case you're not familiar with how we operate our hearings, it's somewhat different from planning zoning. I'll have Mr. Griffin to tell you how they're conducted, then he'll start with the first public hearing. Mr. Griffin.
Since we've got two attorneys here who know the rules, I'll give the abbreviated version. After each application's announced, Mr. Lank will tell us what happened at the commission hearing and share any minutes and recommendation made by them. After that, the applicant will be called on to present their application and any testimony or evidence they have as to why the application should be granted. After that, we will ask whether anybody is present who has an opposition, question, or concern, and if so, they will be given a chance to speak. If you plan to speak as a or be a witness, when you come to the podium, before you make any further statements, please state your name and address, so we'll have that for the record. After both sides have been heard from, assuming there is somebody on the other side, then the matter will be, council will decide how they wish to respond to the commission's recommendation. Anyone have any questions? Thank you. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. Gentlemen, before you and mailed to you last week, you have a copy of my report from the commission's action. Commission held public hearing on both applications we're hearing today on July 12th, 2007. First application is conditional use number 1690, the application of Delmar Plumbing Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a plumbing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 10.56 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 382, also known as Route 20, 600 feet south of Route 17. As I stated, on July 12th, the commission held a public hearing. The applicants had submitted a small exhibit booklet, which you have in front of you, and also a copy of the survey site plan. Heard comments from DelDOT that the level of service C of Mount Zion Church Road will not change as a result of this application. We heard comments from County Engineering. We had comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Abel Rodriguez of MDP Plumbing Incorporated was present with David Hutt, attorney, and gave presentations. Mr. Hutt also supplied us with three additional letters in support from RDM Development Group, Carl M. Freeman Companies, and Lloyd Crist, a neighbor, voicing no objection. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1690 for Delmar Plumbing Incorporated for a plumbing business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the business has a positive impact on the local economy by their patronage to local suppliers, labor, and services rendered to local contractors, and by employing local tradesmen and laborers. Two, the business will utilize an otherwise abandoned and obsolete agricultural building that could have become an attractive nuisance to the area due to its remote location. Three, the business operation will not generate a significant increase in traffic due to the off-site nature of the services rendered. Four, the proposed conditional use is generally similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property. Five, the conditional use with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Two, parking to be shown on the final site plan shall be provided to accommodate not less than 15 service vehicles and shall be located so as to be shielded from neighboring properties as practical. Three, no gasoline or diesel fuel storage or waste oil storage is permitted on site. Four, the existing home on the property may be used as an office. Five, one unlit sign 3 feet by 6 feet is permitted. Six, there shall be no outside storage of materials or supplies. Seven, the office shall be limited to no more than two employees. Eight, tax ditch easement shall be verified on the final site plan. And nine, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0.
I was at chair gridlock.
And that's all I have, gentlemen. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since the public hearing on the 12th.
Any member of council have questions of Mr. Lang?
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm here on behalf of Delmar Plumbing and its owners, the Rodriguez family. With me is Abel Rodriguez and his son, Fabian Rodriguez. First, I'd ask that the record made before the commission be made a part of this record today. And with your permission, since Mr. Rodriguez is not entirely fluent in the English language, I'll do most of the talking. As Lawrence has indicated, this is a conditional use application to locate a plumbing business on a former poultry farm owned by Billy Wingate and his family and sold to Mr. Rodriguez. The plan is to redevelop certain of the structures on the property, including the poultry houses, to use them as storage buildings, to convert the home to an office, to build two new storage buildings for plumbing materials, and generally to establish the property as a staging area for Delmar Plumbing for employees and vehicles to pick up materials and go to job sites. Presently, the Rodriguez family plans one full-time employee on site and presently employs approximately 15 to 20 employees off-site. There is no impact on wetlands. There are no impacts on back stitches. There will be no removal of trees. As the property is presently configured, approximately 5.5 acres are under cultivation, and they will remain under cultivation. The site is served by its own private water well and an on-site septic system. And as Lawrence has noted, there'll be no change in the traffic level of service for the area, which is level of service C. In your package are a series of letters in support of the application from local businesses and neighbors. Excuse me. Those businesses include Carl M. Freeman Associates, for whom Mr. Rodriguez has performed plumbing work for 35 years. Mike Lynn, for whom Mr. Rodriguez's business has performed work on 5 development projects. Ryan Holmes and 2 suppliers, Penco and Thomas Somerville. Neighbors are in support of this application, including the most immediate neighbor, Lloyd Christ, and there's a letter in the file to that effect. We ask that as you consider this application, you find that this small project is consistent with the economic development element of our land use plan, since it promotes small business, and with the conditions read by Mr. Lank, there will be no adverse impact on anyone. With that, I was going to review with Mr. Rodriguez the 9 conditions imposed by the commission's recommendation. Instead, Mr. Rodriguez, if you would stand and identify yourself, please. Please give us your name.
My name is Abel Rodriguez.
Mr. Rodriguez, you've heard Mr. Lank read the 9 conditions recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yes.
Do you have any problem accepting those conditions?
No.
That's all we have, gentlemen. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
There's not going to be, Gene, any retail sales, because we do have a small access here to get into this place, right? Any retail sales?
No. This is not strictly a plumbing supply business.
Is it okay to make that a number 10, be a no retail sales? And then the other one is, you know, the chicken house. I know you've made a presentation here that the chicken houses on this property are older chicken houses. And they've been basically abandoned, and they're going to be utilized. So, could we also maybe put a condition that the chicken houses exteriors have to be maintained? Because many times you've seen neglected chicken houses in this county, and they can just sit for a year.
You could do that, Mr. Cole, but I suggest to you, I think the free market will control that. This is Mr. Rodriguez's investment. He does plan to build 2 additional storage buildings, and I think he wants to create an appearance which will make his customers believe that he runs a quality business. His reputation is that he certainly does.
I've seen chicken houses when they become economically not viable, they can sit there, and it's cheaper to let them sit than to tear them down and to clean the site up or something. So I still.
Mr. Rodriguez,
are they going to grow chickens at all?
I don't think so.
unless
they can grow in pipes.
At least they're made out of plastic. Huh?
Mr. Rodriguez, do you have any problem maintaining
the
poultry houses?
No,
we have to maintain so no water comes in to start with. We get material in boxes.
To preserve the integrity of materials,
he's going to have to maintain them.
Right, but if he builds these new buildings, he might find news better than the old, and it's a lot of storage. If you take those two chicken houses, Gene.
Do you have any objection to a condition that requires you to maintain the exterior of the poultry houses?
No.
Just that's just reference to it so that, you know, if they do get run down, somebody could come back. And
like I said, once we have to keep it, we keep it up for security, once, right. And the other is with water, you know.
That's the only thing. And I'm also, Gene, on the number 7, the office shall be limited to no more than 2 employees. I don't know about the rest of the council, but I don't know why we should be enforcing.
Can't do it.
It'd
be hard to enforce. The whole idea is that the office would be a dispatch location. It would be able to send the employees to job sites.
I don't know if we even need to reference it. It's my thoughts are that.
What number of employees does your client expect to have at the most?
Initially, he planned 1. But as the business develops,
you could increase it to 5.
Let's just scratch it all.
I
think the easier thing to do is simply to say that the home and the property may be used as an office.
It appears that they're giving them, making sure that they have adequate parking. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if there's adequate parking and they need 3 or 4 or 5, whatever, I don't know if we need to be in checking on that.
Okay. Will they be doing any vehicle maintenance at that site?
No, there'll be no vehicle maintenance. One of the conditions is no fuel storage on site, and the second was no waste oil or vehicle maintenance on site.
And was there stockpiling permitted outside, or is everything's all inside?
Everything is all inside, okay. And again, that's to protect the investment Mr. Right. Rodriguez has in his materials.
The no outside. Okay. Other than the retail sales. And just keeping those chicken houses, because I've seen too many chicken houses just people walk away from them because they're not suitable for what they want.
That's what makes this kind of a neat little project, because it's redevelopment of an existing developed site.
Brownfield.
Well,
no.
Maybe you can get a grant. Maybe you can get a grant for that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But all right, let's go. Field.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
Sir.
We've discussed 3 potential amendments. 1, no retail sales. 2, applicant will maintain the exterior of the existing chicken houses. And I don't know whether you want to put anything about no vehicle maintenance. It does say you can't have fuel storage there.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
I don't see where, that's necessary. And I don't think the exterior of the chicken house should be something that we should worry about either, but. I can understand the retail sales. It keeps traffic to a minimum.
Well, I think what George was saying, if they run down, tear them down. If they're not going to run down, keep
well,
them. Well, what do you mean by maintain?
I'm just saying the exteriors of some of these chicken heads, when they become abandoned for their use as a chicken, they're not real. They don't have high ceilings. They're not really suitable. They're not suitable for storage. So when he builds new buildings, I could easily see, you know, or he can sell this. You know, keep in mind, gentlemen, the conditional uses can be sold. So. It's just something to protect the residents that live in the area, that these chicken houses will remain in at least structurally sound and have a presentable appearance, because there's a lot of people that still live adjoining these places. There's a lot of residents here. So, you know, I just think that it wouldn't hurt to say maintain your exterior of the chicken house.
Yeah. But if he don't buy it.
He don't buy what?
If we don't grant this, then the chicken house can fall down. There's not a thing we can do about it.
Oh, I understand that. But he's asking for something. For something reasonable back. But
for
if you don't think.
What do you mean by maintain?
We could clarify it more than that. I know it's a little vague, but I just would think that the tin is not blowing off the roofs. And
in a structurally sound condition.
Yeah, just structurally sound condition of some sort like that.
I think for security reasons, he's going to have to do the exterior.
Lauren says that the chicken houses be maintained in good repair. That's about all.
What I wrote on the 3 is that you delete number 7, which says the office shall be limited to no more than 2 employees. Mm-hmm. So you read number 8 and 9 to 7 and 8, and then number 9 would be there shall be no retail sales. Number 10 would be the exterior of the existing poultry houses shall be maintained in good repair.
Perfect.
Okay, let's go.
And what would number seven, that be deleted?
Nothing. We're deleting it.
Just read, didn't you just renumber the rest?
Okay.
End up with 10.
Do we, do you want a motion to make those amendments, or do you want to?
Public hearing first.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Mr. Byard?
No, sir.
Is there anyone here who has a question, concern, objection? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. Gentlemen, ready to close the public hearing?
Yes, sir. Close and read it.
Public hearing, pardon me?
Well, no, do we?
Title.
Closing the public hearing. The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plumbing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Deegan, Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.5655 acres, more or less.
Now, my motion would be to approve it with the amended conditions as stated by Mr. Lang, which were, want to quickly say them one more time for the record?
Delete number seven. Amend the numbering. Number nine would be there shall be no retail sales. Number 10, the exterior of the existing poultry houses shall be maintained in good repair.
So you've only got a total of nine?
10.
Yeah. 10.
Oh, you're deleting seven, so number eight will become seven?
Yeah, number eight becomes seven, and nine becomes eight, and then number nine would be there shall be no retail sales. Number 10 would be the reference to the exterior of the existing poultry house.
All right, I'll make that motion. Do we approve conditional use with those amended
second
10 conditions?
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to approve CU 1690 with the 10 conditions amending as we have done. Any questions on the amendments or the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the 10 conditions.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning with the changes, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
My vote is yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes with the 10 conditions as amended.
My vote is yes with the conditions. Motion's passed.
Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 1693, the application of H&L Land Company, LLC, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a multi-unit warehouse for small contractors to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.74 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13, 3/10 of a mile north of Route 584. Again, this application was also reviewed through public hearing by the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 12th, 2007. The applicants provided us with an exhibit booklet. I believe all councilmen have a copy of the exhibit booklet in front of them. The commission heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District, John Logan of H&L Land Company, LLC, was present with James Sharp, attorney, and gave presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1693 for H&L Land Company, LLC, for a multi-unit warehouse for small contractors, based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, there are other businesses and structures in the area of this property with similar characteristics to those requested by the applicant. Three, the use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. And four, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the project shall be used for indoor storage purposes only. There shall not be any outside storage, including boats, RVs, or equipment within the project. Two, any security lights shall only be on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties. Three, the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Four, there will be no retail sales from the site. Five, there will be no manufacturing on the site. Six, the facility shall not be open on Sundays. Seven, there shall be fencing around the building and parking area. 8, the parking lot will be crusher run with an adequate area for tenants and employees. 9, there is an on-site septic system with a bathroom in the existing office building. No bathrooms shall be permitted in the flex building. 10, hours of operation will be from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 11, one sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size with directional lighting. 12, there shall be a vegetated buffer on the northern side of the site. The buffer shall be shown on the site plan. 13, no maintenance of vehicles or on-site fuel operations shall be permitted. 14, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. And 15, any vehicles parked overnight shall be located on the west end of the building. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. Gentlemen, to date, I received no additional comments from any agency or individual in reference to this application. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Mr. Rudd?
Good afternoon. For the record, I'm David Rutt, representing H&L. And as was indicated in the summary that was read by Mr. Lank, this is a conditional use for a flex warehouse building. As with the previous application, this is a situation where a property that had an existing business on it is being taken to upgrade it to make it a more usable building. There's an old concrete block building there that I think was used for a beauty shop last. That will be renovated and used for the office. There's a couple of old buildings there that are going to be destroyed. And then the balance of the property that is usable will have a flex warehouse. And the flex warehouse is such that there'll be 9 bays maximum. There will be garage doors with entrance doors that small contractors can use. As you all know, the western side of the county is expanding, and there's a need for places for, you know, small businessmen to get started or to have storage and that type of thing, and they're looking primarily toward contractors. What makes it a flex building is that you can have the way that it is set up initially, the bays will be 20 feet wide, 80 feet deep. But if somebody wants more, they can remove a wall, so now they have 40 by 80. And you can adjust those walls inside to meet the need of the person or the company that is renting the building. So this will give an opportunity to some of the small contractors in that area who don't have the storage facilities at their homes. They don't want to go through the process, but it will give them an opportunity to have this type of a facility there. The property is located right on Route 13. It's about 4.7 acres, though only about 1.5 acres are usable acreage. The rest is wetlands and will not be touched at all. The 15 conditions which were read by Mr. Lank were in fact proposed for the most part by the applicant. The applicant accepts all of those conditions. There is one change we would like to ask the council to consider. Number 10 says the hours of operation would be from 6 until 8, Monday through Saturday. We had proposed having a clause there that says except in the event of an emergency. If you have someone who has a plumbing problem on a Saturday evening or on a Sunday, and the contractor that she uses is using this building and might have to get there to get some materials, we don't want to have a situation where the applicant's going to run into a problem with the county. So we would ask that the emergency clause be placed back into the conditions. The building that is there would be used as an office to serve all of the contractors. They can use it further to receive mail, to receive phone calls. The applicants would set that up as an office with a secretary, have an office or a conference room there if they wanted to do some work, you know, the contractors. So it's going to provide a service that is fairly unique to the area, but it's one that is very much needed in western Sussex County. There are other businesses in the area. There's a pole shed building down the road. There's, I think, a sign building down the road. It's not far from what had been the state police barracks. So this is a very busy area. Obviously, they have to comply with the DLDOT regulations, but that's a whole different ballgame. So we would ask that the commission accept the record, or I'm sorry, the council accept the record that was made before the commission, make it part of your record, and consider the conditions that had been made, and we would ask for you to approve the application. I have with me both H and L, Mr. Heffelbauer and Mr. Logan. Mr. Heffelbauer, you want to come up? Just for the record, you've heard me make comments. Why don't you tell them your name first?
My name is Jeff Heffelbauer of H&L Land Company.
And you've heard my comments. Do you have anything that you would add to those?
No, I think you've pretty well covered the proposal. We have reason to believe that there is a demand in the area for this type of a facility for small contractors. We have had conversations over the past year with one in particular that's in the Heritage Shores development, an installation contractor that's looking for storage space for materials or whatnot, and we have reason to believe there are probably others of like kind that would use this facility with the development that's going on up and down the 13 corridor.
Okay, and you've looked at the conditions which were imposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and with the addition of the recommendation or the suggestion I made for emergency use, do you have any other questions or comments about the conditions?
No, we're very comfortable with the conditions as have been laid out and approved by the Planning Commission. And as you pointed out, the emergency clause in there we would like to see in just to eliminate any problems in the future.
Thank you, gentlemen. I have nothing further.
Could I get your spelling, your last name?
Excuse me?
Spelling of your last name.
Spell it Heffelbauer.
All right, thanks. Almost had it right.
Any questions of Mr. Rudd?
Dave, I know Mrs. Evans used to live there. Did you buy the entire piece of property from Mrs. Evans where she lives also, or was that, she had a house in the back, or am I not? Was it just a section there in the front of her house and on right on the highway?
This was a parcel that was owned by the lady that lives back off the road there. Still owns that house and
a
piece, and this is a 4-acre piece that was a separate parcel that adjoined her property.
Okay.
It was somewhat deceptive because of all that woods and wetland there is exactly how big that piece is.
There. It's huge, yeah. Okay, that's all I have.
Any additional questions? Anything further, Mr. Rutt?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here who has any questions, concerns, opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one asked to be identified. We'll therefore close the record and read the title.
Yes, sir.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plumbing business be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham. Northwest 400. I've got to start again. I was reading the first one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multi-unit warehouse for small contractors to be located in a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham, Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 4.74 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1693 with the 15 conditions, with number 10 being amended.
To read, except in the case of emergencies?
Absolutely.
As I just mentioned, okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Mr. Rogers,
to approve CU 1693 with 15 conditions, 10 being amended to say an accepted, except in emergency. Any questions on the motion?
Seeing none, Mr. Cole?
I vote yes with the conditions it's compatible with the surrounding area.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also with the conditions.
My vote is yes